Father, we are so grateful to you. Thus far, you have helped us. We thank you for all the encounters we're already having on this mountain. Lord, as we take this last session before we go for our dinner, we ask that your spirit will take us even to another level. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Very quickly, I'm going to share with you on the operations of marine spirits. I'm actually speaking from the book, Satanic Marine Kingdom, one of our newest books. It wasn't just a book that we woke up to just write, but there was a lot of demand, especially from the states here, that a book like that is useful for the kind of assignment they have to do here. So we began to ask the Lord for wisdom, and he helped us, and finally the book got put together. So I'm going to give you just something like a summary of the book, Satanic Marine Kingdom. There's so much there, but I'll just give you the little that can be shared within these few minutes. There are certain, experiences that some believers go through that are an indication that, you know, they may be having some kind of harassment from the marine kingdom. A child of God, if you are thoroughly born again, you are supposed to be possessed by the Holy Spirit, not by any evil spirit. But the powers of darkness, if they are not yet properly dealt with the way they should be dealt with, they could be harassing your life. You know, they could be oppressing you from the outside. And sometimes it shows in certain manifestations that you'll be seeing going on in your life that you may not even understand. But the good news is that the Bible says something in Isaiah 49 from verse 24. It says, shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus saith the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contends with you, and I will save your children. I'll feed them that oppress you with their own flesh. They shall be drunken with their own blood as with sweet wine, and all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, I am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. So whether you are a prey of the mighty, a situation where maybe you were consciously roped into certain things, you consciously roped yourself into certain situations, came into some kind of covenant with some marine spirits and all that, or whether somebody roped you into it and you're not even aware of it, whether you're a prey of the mighty or you are a lawful captive, the good news is that there is deliverance for you. We are on the mountain of deliverance. The Bible says, on this mountain, on Jehovah's mountain, there shall be deliverance. And the sons of Jehovah shall possess their possession. So you are a child of God. You are on this mountain. It doesn't matter how long these marine spirits may have harassed you, you know, with their wicked oppressions in and around your life, in your bloodline, in your family. The good news is that their wicked assignment can be terminated today. In the name of Jesus. So I want to quickly mention some of those oppressions, some of those manifestations that, you know, we can find in our lives. Sometimes they are even going on and you don't even know they are associated with the marine spirits. You know, so, but I'll quickly mention them, and I know that some of us might be going through such challenges without even knowing what they're about or what is behind them. One of them is unstable Christian life. A lot of believers are born again, but today they are hot, tomorrow they are cold. You know, their Christian life is just going like this, you know, like this. They are never stable in their walk with God. You know, today they are happy, tomorrow they are sad. Today their spiritual antenna is up, the next day they don't even know how to hear from God. So when there is that kind of instability in somebody's walk with God, a lot of times marine spirits are, you know, kind of programming it they kind of beam their satellite on that person's life. Not that you are not a Christian, not that you are still, you know, in their camp. No, but they choose to harass, especially believers who have not recognized their authority in Christ. So they will just be tossing them back and forth like that. So unstable Christian life. And most of such believers find themselves going to seek, you know, for prophets who can tell them what the mind of the Lord is, because they can hardly hear God for themselves. You know, when you get born again, you are supposed to be able to operate beyond the veil. You're supposed to be able to hear God for yourself. You don't have to hear God through any other. There's no grandchild of God. All of us are children of God. So you can hear your Father, you know, if you want to hear him. So the next thing is stagnation and constant failures. You know, some people's lives are filled with stagnation and limitations. They work so hard, but they don't seem to make any meaningful and significant progress. They see themselves battling with backwardness spiritually, physically, academically, financially. You know, they work like elephants, but they eat like ants. You know, and that is not supposed to be your portion as a child of God. Now, sometimes they find a lot of failures in business enterprises. They embark on major business contracts, but before you know it, you know, the whole thing just scatters and fizzles out, and you're wondering what exactly is going on. The devil enjoys keeping you running around in one circle. You just keep going through a circle again and again and again. It's called the spirit of stagnation and the spirit of failure at the verge of breakthrough. It's not your portion. And anybody going through that kind of situation, receive your deliverance today in the name of Jesus. You have no business to be a borrower. Every time you keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, the Bible says we shall lend to many nations, we shall not borrow. So if your finances are always being attacked, sometimes it's the assignment of marine spirits. Number three, harassment of your dream life. A lot of people, you know, have their dream world invaded with strange satanic dreams of snakes and other sea creatures, especially when the dreams are always going around sea creatures. A lot of times it's connected with the marine spirits. You know, some people even see themselves eating food in the dream. They don't know who cooked the food. They didn't request for the food, but somebody is just pushing some food into your mouth. And then you wake up sometimes, you feel sick, you feel like throwing up, and all that. It is the activity of marine spirits. Sometimes even in the dream, some people see strange fellows making love to them in the dream. You don't know who they are. Sometimes they come with familiar face that you know. Maybe face of a husband or former boyfriend or something. But they want to, you know, they come making love to somebody in the dream without your consent. That is the activity of marine spirits. Number four, uncompleted projects. You see yourself, you know, always starting up projects but never able to complete it. You know, anytime a big miracle or a big breakthrough is about to come your way, it will be like hell has been let loose, and there'll be so many problems here and there. Before you know it, the problem swallows up all that God, you know, that has been provided for you. So you end up, you know, having a lot of projects that are unaccomplished. That is not the will of God for you. You know, and sometimes you begin things spiritually, physically, and you just notice that, look, I don't have what it takes to push this thing through. I began it, yes, but I can't just push it through. You know, and you keep aborting miracles here and there, aborting breakthroughs here and there, is the activity of marine spirits. Back home in Nigeria, some people have laid foundation for house for years, and the houses are just there. They've never been able to pass the foundation level or the DPC level. You know, and it's not that they don't have money. They just can't explain why they cannot, you know, seem to push it through and finish the house or finish a project. Number five, divorces and turbulent relationships. You know, wherever marine spirits are in operation, there's so much disagreement, argument, misunderstanding, both in homes and in relationships. You know, because these wicked spirits, they release so much strife, so much contention, you know, in homes, especially between couples. You see yourself just having misunderstanding for no good reason. You know, little things that should not erupt into big problems become big issues. You know, I've had people divorce for reasons that, I mean, don't make sense. And these are people that have been married for like, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 25 years. Suddenly, you wake up with one, you know, excuse, which makes sense in your own head. That, you know, we can't just continue. This marriage must end. We have a case like that in our city. And it had to do with a bishop. And they've been married for 25 years. The children are all grown. Suddenly he woke up and said his wife is a witch. You know, and that they can't continue this relationship. And, you know, other ministers were asking, if your wife is a witch and you are a bishop, what is your bishopric anointing supposed to do? Start with your wife. Practice it on her. You know, before we knew it, we thought it was a small problem. Before we knew it, the marriage was divorced and he's married to another young lady. You know, so when you're in a relationship, there's always that quarreling and confusion and, you know, strife, contention. A lot of times, marine spirits, you know, have a major role to play in it. James chapter 3, verse 16, the Bible says, where there is envy and strife, there is confusion and every other evil work, you know. And sometimes when people move houses, and you don't dedicate the new place, you also get into trouble sometimes. If you move a house, sometimes you may be moving into a house where people have been, you know, so used to contention and quarreling, where maybe marine spirits were already at work. And you just go in there, you know, ordinarily, without even remembering to redeem the place or dedicate the place. You might get yourself into a situation you did not bargain for. I've also seen couples who have been having a good time for years. Suddenly they move into a new apartment and they begin to quarrel. And from quarreling, they divorce. And they've never been fighting before. But they suddenly start fighting because their fighting spirit is already in that house and they didn't deal with it. Number six, barrenness or multiple miscarriages. A lot of people find themselves miscarrying and, you know, sometimes they're not even able to get pregnant. You know, the spirit of barrenness has a lot to do with marine spirits. Uncontrollable sexual urges. Lots of men and women, you know, who cannot control their sexual urges. They are also being harassed by this wicked spirit. It's not like they don't have, you know, wives that are satisfying them or husbands that are satisfying them, but it's just this wicked urge from hell that make them insatiable. They are not able to, you know, stay with one man. So they must leave their husbands or leave their wives and go from one man or one woman to another. And it's something very, very strange. There is just that addiction to promiscuity. You know, and some people go beyond just meeting with a man and woman. They go into bestiality, sodomy, homosexuality. All of that are activities of the marine spirits. And it's not anything good at all. And sometimes once that door is open into immorality, you just keep going and going and going and going, except the Lord intervenes. Number eight, there is exchange of stars and destinies. That is one thing that they are very well known for, marine altars. They have a way of stealing precious things from people, transferring it, you know, to others. They can steal stars, they can steal virtues, they can steal wealth, position, possession, knowledge, babies. They can transfer precious gifts, you know, from, you know, gifts that belong to somebody, steal it and take to another person. They can also transfer sicknesses and transfer wicked things like that. You know, every child of God, every human being, I believe, you know, just like Jesus, you know, had a star. And the three wise men said, we saw his star in the east and we have come to worship him. That's how all of us have stars. I'm not talking about the wicked zodiac things that people do. But then God has made you a star in your own generation. But it's your assignment to cover your star with the blood of Jesus. It's your assignment to speak to your star to arise and shine so that you'll be able to rule your world. But this wicked marine spirits have a way of tapping into people's stars. They can either exchange their stars or manipulate their stars or, you know, divert one person's star to another person. That kind of thing. All those wicked things happen with them. They have a way of stealing destinies. And then suicidal thoughts and tendencies which come to some people. They just wake up and start thinking, you know, about taking their lives. It starts with the spirit of depression, discouragement. They are so unhappy. They feel like there are things they are supposed to have accomplished in life they have not accomplished. Or one reason or the other, the devil just tells them, look, don't you think it's better to just die? Why are you living? You know, look at your mates. They are here. They've done this, they've done that. And look at where you are. Why don't you just take your life? You know, that suicidal thought or tendency is from the marine world. You know, some people too are full of strife, contention, and confusion. Anytime you come around them, there is so much strife. There is so much contention. You know, they parade confusion. They are like a bag of contention looking for where to explode. Anywhere you see them, they want to just cause problems. You know, they are not a solution at any time. They are rather problems. Such people are, you know, being engineered from the marine world. So when they get into relationships, when they get into homes, all they do is release strife, release confusion, release, you know, chaos, you know, release quarreling everywhere. That is the activity of marine spirits. Sometimes too, they release excessive, uncontrollable anger and bitterness. There are people that, you know, the kind of temper, the kind of fit they throw when they are angry. You will imagine, you wonder, is this natural? This is not normal. I've seen couples fight to a point of carrying, you know, heavy gadgets in their home like fans and all that, hitting each other. They end up wounding each other, blood is flowing, and then later on, they will buy back all the things that they have destroyed in their home. It's not a normal anger. It's excessive, uncontrollable anger. And it doesn't give God glory at all. And then sometimes some people are so bitter in their heart against people. They have difficulty forgiving. You know, sometimes it might be their spouse. Sometimes it might be someone else. But there's just this bitterness in their heart. There's just this terrible spirit of unforgiveness that they are not able to let go. And you forget that when you're holding somebody like that, you are actually holding yourself. You are the first benefactor of forgiveness. When you release someone, you are releasing yourself. Because I don't know how, especially intercessors, I don't know how somebody can pray if you are holding anything in your heart against another person. I don't know how that works. But you see some intercessors, they are always bitter. They are always filled with unforgiveness, and yet they can blow in tongues. I don't think it is in the blowing in tongues. You know, you need to let go. Let go, let go, let your heart be free. You know, people, there's so much hurt already everywhere that people don't need, you know, you too, that is an intercessor, to come and add to their pain. A lot of people are already being pained. If there's anything we need to spread, we need to spread the love of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Carnality is another thing that, you know, you find very much in lives that, you know, marine spirits are influencing in one way or the other. You see people who are supposed to be Christians, but they're so much in the flesh. They're so active in the flesh. And the Bible says that, you know, in the flesh cannot please God. Romans chapter 8, verse 8. The carnal man is at enmity with God. You know, they don't flow together. The flesh and the spirit. The flesh lusts against the spirit. The spirit lusts against the flesh. And the two, there are two parallel lines that cannot, you know, meet. So if you are a child of God and you really want to make impact in life, you need to die to your flesh. You know, you need to get broken. That's why we're talking about brokenness. You need to get broken. And then those also that are being harassed by this spirit, they find themselves You know, their lives are always filled with doubts and unbelief. They always question the integrity of God. There is so much doubt in their spirit, man. It's difficult for them to just believe the word of God and act on it. Was it yesterday? I think it was Godfrey that mentioned that scripture. Hebrews 11, 6 or so. He that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of they that diligently seek him. So, we have no business with doubts and unbelief if we really want to have a good relationship with God. But, you know, these wicked spirits come to make you doubt God, to make you question his integrity, to make you magnify whatever challenges you are having. You magnify it more than God. How do you treat God? Do you treat him like a G-O-D, or do you treat God like a D-O-G? How do you treat him? If you see your problems as bigger than God, that is how it will be. But if you see God as bigger than whatever challenge you are having, then the enemy will know you have put him where he belongs, and he will give way. So one other thing that, you know, these wicked spirits do, they have so much influence on the fashion industry. There's so many crazy fashions on the earth, especially all these wicked, seductive fashions where people are going about naked. You know, these are engineered from the marine world. Sometimes it's not even all the dresses you see in the shop that are really produced, like physically in a physical factory. Some of these wicked dresses too are produced in the marine world and shipped out here. Because there are some of the people who own these factories who are agents of this marine world. So they produce these things, they bring them out to human beings, and people buy and wear. And the enemy has an assignment by bringing out this kind of half, you know, dresses that make people to dress half naked. And then people wear it and they are so comfortable. Back home in Nigeria, there's this style that is reigning, whereby women, you know, sew their dress in a way that half of the breast is open. It's even here. I've seen a lot of people wear such dresses here. You know, and sometimes you will even see a husband and wife moving together, and the wife is wearing dress and half of her breast is shooting out. And I'm like, is this man okay in his head? Because this is supposed to be his personal property. Now he's sharing it to the whole world. And he's happy with his bride, and she's displaying her breast to everybody. You know? And people have kind of even gradually begun to accept these things as if it is normal. So much so that in church you can see people dressed half naked. And I pity the men sometimes, because I wonder, some of them will just be struggling and pleading the blood of Jesus, looking for where to put their eyes in church. It's called crazy fashion. And the enemy is very, very much interested in it. And it's not even just about the dress, even certain makeups. You know, he intentionally manufactures it and brings them out, you know, as a way of getting people demonized and possessed. Be careful who works on your hair. Because there are some of these salons too that we go to, you know, that are, you know, such agents of darkness, of the marine world. And they have gotten people into all kinds of demonic attacks just by touching their hair. Something happened in Nigeria in one of the salons. You know, I don't know how eventually police caught them anyway. But somebody went to do her hair in the salon. And she noticed that the lady that owned the salon, each time she works on people's hair, especially if it is your natural hair, she finishes combing out everything. Whatever she gets, she'll put it in a particular bag. You know, those who bring the attachment, she didn't really have anything to do with the attachment. But natural hair is what she was looking for. She will collect it and put in a bag. Collect it and put in a bag. Then later on, towards the end of the day when she was about to close, a man came to collect the bag. And she handed a bag full of hair. And this lady was here. Her husband is a police officer. She saw what was happening. The man gave her good money and took that bag. Do you think he's collecting it for fun? There must be a reason why he's taking it. This is people's hair. Your hair is a major entrance, a gateway into your body. And anybody who has access to your hair can affect your destiny forever. Except the Lord intervenes. You know? So, and she called the police, and that is how the girl began to confess that she does this every day, that they come and carry each bag of the hair. It's 450,000 of our money, which is like over $1,000, like $1,500. That's what she sells a bag every day of people's hair. The marine world, they also have a strong influence on the media and on the entertainment industry. And that is, we're already seeing what is happening. The devil has, you know, he has his actors, his actresses who go to, all those, their wicked camps. And then they get inspired. It's not all these actors and actresses that act some of these things that you see them act ordinarily. Some go to where the enemy, the devil cooks them and releases satanic anointing upon their head. And they come and act these things they act. And then they will take as many souls as they need to take to hell. Look at even the way that they are ensnaring the hearts of our children. All these demonic videos that will go and act here and there and bring them out. Superman, Batman, all those wicked things. And then, it will always be presenting the devil with his two horns. And then before you know it, you know, children start loving the fact that, you know, the devil is something you can play with. For them, it's no more a big deal. So the devil himself knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. Passing through the entertainment industry to enslave the minds of our children. And we parents need to be, you know, more sensitive so that we don't just allow children to watch anything they want to watch. Because the eye is a gateway. Whatever your eye sees gets registered in so many channels in your brain. We need to help our children by giving them the correct material that they must watch. Then the spirit of the marine spirit also releases rebellion, stubbornness, and hardness of heart, especially in the lives of our children. Some I see children being unnecessarily rebellious. You see them being stubborn. You see their hearts being so hardened, you know, against God, against the things of God. It is not ordinary. A lot of young people, our youths, you don't find them in church. Most of them have no business with church anymore because the things that interest them are not the kind of things we see in church. It is the activity of marine spirits. Then there's this excessive pride and arrogance that you see, you know, in the lives of those that this spirit is harassing. The Bible says in Proverbs 6:16-17, these six things God hates. Seven that are an abomination unto him. A proud look is number one. The Bible says God hates the proud. God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. So if Jehovah himself is the one resisting a human being, I don't know whether there is hope for that human being. One of the things we put in that satanic marine kingdom is characteristics of the proud. Take your time later on because it's easy to say, well, I'm not proud. I'm born again, you know, God is dealing with my life. I'm not proud. But, you know, when you go through it, you might find out that there are things there that suggest that you might still have to deal with some kind of pride in your life. Proud person seeks to be noticed, served, respected more than others. Proud people prefer themselves to others and they easily size up people and rate them according to their own standards. Proud people, they see the peg in other people's eyes, but they don't see the plank, the lump in their own eyes. Pride makes you a poor listener, a good argumentator. It makes you ready to win a case and lose the peace of a relationship. It makes you force your opinion down other people's throats. It's always in a hurry to blame others for whatever problem it encounters and does not ever accept responsibilities for its mistakes. Proud people are unteachable and incorrigible. They easily find fault, very critical, very judgmental of others in matters that they themselves are guilty of. Proud people are very insensitive to the needs of other people. Proud people are selfish, egocentric, always thinking about me, myself, and I. They know nothing about team spirits. They just want to live for themselves. They don't tremble at the word of God They seek for vain glory. They're always thinking of themselves as better than others. And they look down on other people as worthless. Pride resents receiving counsel or correction. And it has a hard time apologizing when it is wrong. Proud people are very selfish, very disrespectful to people and to constituted authorities. They see nothing good in other people that could be celebrated. But they are always glorifying and magnifying themselves and their achievements. Proud people have nothing to do with courtesy in relating with people. They are very short-tempered, very easily offended by little things. You know, they are managed by pressure instead of, you know, managing pressure. Proud people, they are self-willed, very angry when people make suggestions, when their own suggestion or counsel is ever rejected. And they tell a lot of lies because they like exaggerating stories. Even preachers, you know, do a lot of exaggeration of stories. Do you know that? Sometimes they give testimonies that are not even real. It's all part of pride because they want to sound big, sound like God is using me. You know, sound like I eat breakfast and lunch and dinner with God every day. So you release these mind-blowing testimonies even when they're not true. All right, so, well, I think that's the much we can take about that. Let me just mention these few facts because I want us to look at how we can dismantle this wicked spirit. So when you have excessive love for pleasure and materialism, it's an activity of marine spirit. Excessive love for pleasure and for materialism. There are some Christians that are not ready for any sacrifice at all. You know, they just want their comfort zone and they don't want any compromise in that regard. There are also people that, enjoy practicing sinful lifestyles. That is an activity of marine spirit. It's not that a Christian can never sin, but when you find delight in living in sin, even though you're a Christian, then something is playing a drum somewhere that you're dancing to. And then when you experience frequent loss or misplacement of personal items, every time you're always looking for something. I don't know where I dropped this thing. You know, I was just holding it in my hand. I don't know where I dropped it. You know, you're always looking for documents or looking for things. Always, you know, losing or misplacing things. It has a lot to do with the activities of marine spirits. And how can we dismantle this wicked satanic marine kingdom? You know, in our lives and in our families, how can we bring them to where they belong? Number one, you need to experience genuine repentance. That's where it starts. Genuine repentance. So that you are not in any way opening the door to these wicked spirits to harass your life. The Bible says in Isaiah 59, 1 to 2, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save. His ear is not heavy that he cannot hear. But your iniquity have separated you from your God, and your sin have hidden his face from you. So you need to bring repentance before the Lord, both on your behalf and on behalf of your family. You had done, said the other time, it's called identificational repentance. Repent on behalf of your bloodline. Because some of us, it may not be about us, but there are people in our bloodline that have been, you know, either agents of this marine spirit or that kind of it got us initiated into it. Repentance, genuine repentance is key. Number two, be broken. Die to your flesh. We just talked about brokenness. There's a book out there on brokenness, which if you have not yet read it, you need to read brokenness. Because you want to be a useful instrument in God's hand, you need to be broken. You need to die to your flesh and allow the Lord to have his way in your life. Number three, humility is a great key. And that's, of course, the opposite of pride. You want to deal with this wicked marine spirit. Humility. Humility. Don't, you know, think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. Think soberly. Humble yourself. The Bible says, humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. They thrive in, you know, wherever they see pride. That's where they enjoy, you know, exalting themselves in. So if you don't want to have anything to do with them in your life, be humble. Number four, be versed with warfare scriptures. That book, one whole chapter at the back, has a lot of scriptures on warfare. You need to learn warfare. This is a season of warfare. It's not a season for chocolate and cheese Christians. You know, it's not a season for ice cream and bread and butter Christians. It's a season for nutcrackers. It's a season for nutcrackers. Those who will look at the devil eyeball to eyeball and tell him who he is and where he belongs. The Bible says, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So we're not fighting because we want to get victory. We are fighting from the realm of victory already to ensure that the devil remains where he belongs, right under our feet. So it's important that you learn warfare. You need to learn warfare so that you can tell those powers where they belong. The reason why they are harassing a lot of Christians is ignorance. They don't even know who they are, and the fact that these powers are under their feet. Number five, unusual praise and worship. You know, worship, praise has a way of taking care of battles that even your prayers might not be able to take care of. One man of God said, when praise goes up, God shows up. There is no battle that praise cannot tackle. There is no obstacle that will not bow at the instance of praise. Every obstacle melts in God's presence because he inhabits the praises of his people. Praise will deliver to you an answer more speedily than even prayer can deliver. So learn to take the battle, you know, to the realm of praise and worship. Worship God. Praise him extraordinarily when you think you are battling with these issues. Number six, fasting, which, you know, is not a big deal for some people anymore. But fasting is still important as a believer, and it has its place. Fasting removes every blockage in your communication with God. It sharpens your spiritual antenna to receive clearly from God. It tears down the strongholds of the enemy. It clears the way for us into victory. Fasting builds up your faith. It removes weaknesses from your life and leaves you strong to face life battles. Fasting helps you to cast down imaginations that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. Fasting strengthens your faith and your belief in the God that answers prayer. It helps you to tear down strongholds of the enemy. You need to fast from time to time. Spend some time, you know, disciplining your flesh, putting it where it belongs so that your spirit man can rise up to keep your victory. Release forgiveness to those who have hurt you. That's part of how to receive deliverance, because it's a spirit that thrives in unforgiveness. It's a spirit that thrives in bitterness. So if you want to get rid of it, whoever you are having anything in your mind against, release forgiveness to them. Then learn to pray apostolic prayers that breaks yokes. When we're praying tonight, you know, we're going to pray in the next few minutes. Pray apostolic prayers. We've been doing well here because this is indeed a prayer conference. But you see, you can take your prayer even to another level. When the apostles prayed, the place where they prayed shook. They accomplished things. So learn to take your prayer, not just here, but even at home. Don't pray that, you know, those kind of silent prayers that sometimes, you know, it's like God does not even know what you're saying. You are praying it with your mouth, but your heart is very far away. You are so distracted. No, but you know, let the devil know that you are not afraid of him. Pray prayer the way it should be prayed. Move around if you need to move around. If you know that when you kneel down, you will slip off. Move around. Harass the devil a little bit. And then he will begin to find his level. Pray apostolic prayers that will establish the counsel of God. Use the word. Use the word of God. Prophetic prayers. Declare the counsel of the Lord. Pray earthquaking prayers. They will quake whatever needs to be, you know, quaked in your life and around you. Then passionately yearn for the presence and outpouring of the Lord in your life and in your family. Cry out for it. You know, David said, one thing I have desired of the Lord. That's all I seek after, that I may just dwell in the house of this my God forever. I thirst for him. I want more of him. Let there be a hunger in your heart. What you don't desire, you don't deserve. So let there be a hunger in your heart for more of God. Let there be a hunger in your heart. Then throw away every form of fear. Fear is true fear. Be bold and courageous. Don't let the devil intimidate you. You know, there's nothing new about the devil. The Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. There are no new tricks. It's the same old tricks that he has always been using. You know, let him know that you know who he is and you know who you are. And put him where he belongs. Once you allow fear, the Bible says fear is a torment. And then the devil begins to harass you once he notices that you are afraid. And like I said before, choose your company of friends. Don't hang out with losers. Don't hang out with those who are afraid of spiritual warfare. Don't hang out with those who will tell you, don't mess with the devil. Don't mess with the devil. You know, if you do spiritual warfare, the devil will slaughter you and destroy you. Don't hang out with such people. Because they put fear into you. They put fear into you. God has given us victory and made us overcomers. The devil does not have what it takes to put you down. Befriend the Holy Spirit. You know, have a walk, very, very close walk with the Holy Spirit. Because even casting out demons, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out demons. They will heal the sick. If they take up any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. But it is people that believe in my name and have a walk with the Holy Spirit, because he is the one that empowers you to do these things. You don't do them in the arm of the flesh. So it's so important that you partner very closely with the Holy Spirit. And then when you are doing warfare, use the right words in warfare. Words are very powerful, but war with the word of God. Be knowledgeable. Be a knowledgeable warrior. Don't war beating about the bush. That's why we're saying read, study, to show yourself. You have tools, great tools from this mountain that you can take back and use them for warfare. Get some for your pastors. Get some for friends whom you know are battling with some of these issues, who don't even know what they're up against, and help them, you know. And then it's so important also that you live a holy life, because the enemy is always looking for loophole. When he sees that, you know, he's not too sure where you belong. There are lots of skeletons in your cupboard. Throw away what is his. You have no business hanging out the properties of the enemy. Some of you, by the time you leave here, you will go back and the Lord will give you wisdom to do what is called spiritual house cleansing. The Lord will move you from room to room. There are gifts. There are artifacts. Some you may have bought by yourself. Some people gave you. But these are open doors to marine spirits. These are representatives of the devil in your home, and you don't even know. Ask the Lord, open the eyes of my understanding. Help me to know what I need in this home and what I don't need. Sanitize your home so that you chase the devil away forever. Hallelujah. Then it's important that you set your heart on Holy Ghost fire. That is the missing link in the church today. You know, and that is the reason why there's so much powerlessness in the body of Christ. God himself is a consuming fire. And he said in Psalm 104 verse 4. He said, I make my angel spirits, but I make my ministers flames of fire. Who is that marine spirit that has a right to come and sit on you when you are sleeping, in the name of having an affair with you when you are on fire? They have no business. They wouldn't even dare come close. The reason why the enemy is hanging around, a lot of demonic flies are around many believers, is because they are as cold as ice water. Get some fire in your bones. Feed your spirit man with the word of God. The Bible says his word is fire. His word is hammer. It's a refiner's fire. It refines you. Let some fire be in your bones. Bible says the sons of Jacob shall be fire. The sons of Joseph shall be flame. You are a fire. You are a flame. You are not an ordinary Christian. You know, you cannot afford to live your life as if you are just ordinary. You know, any demonic fly can just come and perch on you. The devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for who to devour. You must not be the one he would devour. He has to look, because not everybody is devourable. Let it be that when he comes close to you, he will know he has made a mistake of his life. Because you will sight him far away and come and say, look at you, bastard. What are you looking for? In my domain, the Lord has put me here as a prophetic gatekeeper.
I am a watcher in this place. What are you looking for? The devil will say, sorry. I didn't mean to come this way. I just missed my way. I'm looking for somewhere. Because you have some fire. No demonic fly has the right to perch on your life. Because physical flies, they don't perch on hot stove. They perch on cold food. Today, you will cry out and ask God to put some fire in your bones. So that you go out and mesmerize the powers of darkness. Rise up on your feet. I want us to pray. Rabalako shira katelebo sunda. Rabandelebo shandalabaya. Hallelujah. Rabakoria bababa seketeya. Oh, thank you, Lord. I want us to first of all bring repentance before the Lord. Because we mentioned that one way to deal with these wicked spirits and put them where they belong is by taking identificational repentance. Genuine repentance. Some of us, our bloodline is messed up with all this demonic stuff. We even have some priestesses and priests in our bloodline who were servicing these wicked altars. When you repent before the Lord, He does so many things. Repentance opens the door of mercy. He opens the door of forgiveness. He opens the door of grace. He opens the door of healing. He opens the door of restoration. We are going to repent before the Lord and cry out. Let Him help us. Whether we are lawful captives or prey of the mighty, we need mercy. In the name of Jesus, pray with me, my Father. I repent of every connection or covenant entered into with marine spirits in my bloodline. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over my life, over my family, over my destiny. Father, show me mercy. Forgive me, O God, for any connection with this spirit. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Repent before the Lord. Genuine repentance. Lord, I'm sorry. Any connection with these wicked spirits in my bloodline, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I repent before you. I repent before you for every open door. Lord, I give them access into my life and into my family. Lord, I repent. I cry out to you for mercy. Forgive me, my Father. Forgive me, my Father. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. Let the blood of Jesus plead on my behalf. I plead the blood of Jesus. He washes better than the blood of Abel. He speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Blood of Jesus, you have what it takes to atone for me. Atone for me. Atone for my family. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Plead on my behalf. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is cleansing in the blood. Blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Plead my case. Oh Lord, I receive forgiveness. Forgiveness of sin. Lord, I receive mercy. Lord, I receive mercy. Lord, I receive mercy. Lord, for every connection with this wicked spirit. Lord, I receive mercy. Lord, I receive mercy. Oh Father, show me mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Some of us, at some point or the other, may have entered into some kind of covenant with some of these wicked spirits. Maybe through a ring that was given to you, or one other gift or the other, you just got connected to them somehow, somewhere. Today, you will cut off that covenant. Today you will disconnect yourself from whatever agreement may have been entered into with these wicked spirits. Pray with me. Every agreement entered into with these wicked spirits, either by me or on my behalf, I annul. I annul. I annul. In the name of Jesus, I break every covenant. I break every covenant. I break every covenant. I break every agreement. In the name of Jesus, whatever artifacts or gifts that is a sign of that covenant, I release fire to burn it to ashes. In the name of Jesus, pray, break, 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 break. Break that covenant. Break that covenant. Bible says it shall come to pass in that day, which is the day, his yoke shall be broken from off your neck. His yoke shall be broken from off your neck. His burden shall be lifted from your shoulder, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Lord, I break every covenant. I break off the yoke of the enemy from my life, from my bloodline. I break their wicked yoke from my shoulder. I destroy it. I destroy it. I destroy it. That covenant, I bring it to nothing. To nothing. You shall speak no more. Wicked covenant from hell. You shall speak no more. You shall speak no more. You shall speak no more over my life, over my family. You shall speak no more over my bloodline. You shall speak no more. I destroy covenant from hell. Hey, abosha kalaba, rababa balene lebo soto libala, okorima baba baba bale ketele ya, rabande kene mosha kalaba, rabani male ketele boya, rakori baba baba bakote ya, rabande kete ya, remale bonda, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every wickedness that this wicked spirits are perpetuated in your life and in your bloodline, today their wicked assignment is terminated. In the name of Jesus, pray with me. Every tragedy, every programming from hell, from the marine kingdom, against my life, against my home, against my family, against my bloodline, backfire. In the name of Jesus, pray, 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 pray. Whatever it is they have done, let it backfire, 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 let it backfire. Rabale ko shalabakonde, rabale ketelebosonda. Terminate, terminate their wicked works, terminate their wicked assignments. Thus far have they come, they will go no further. Rabakoria baba konde lebosa, rabande ketele leboshana, yele kene leboshana. Cut off their wickedness. Cut off their wicked assignment. Terminate their assignment. Rabale kete. Terminate their wicked assignment. Terminate their wicked assignment. Reboshala baka. Bring their wicked works to naught. Rakoria baba bande lebosha. Heria baba bale botoda, rabale kete mosoda, hika tumaleke nele boso koria, raboko shala baba kote mosa, hendele bosoda, rababa baba leke tele bosoda, yele boshi akalaya, rababa baba nele boshi kalaba, manto moseki nala baso koria, ori kete nele bosota, maye bosha, yele bosoda. Ikatala bale koton moria. Kori mama masekete ya. Ikatuma lekete lelebosha. Makura keri ya baba konde lelebosha. Keteli malakateli bakoria. Hey, kasori ya kata. Makane bosho kori baba babaya. Rabande kende lelebosho kuri ya katana. Ikatoli ya katala bakoria. Ori mosha kalabaya. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. in the name of Jesus. Pray with me. Every gift, every item in my possession from the marine kingdom through which they are manipulating my life or my family. Catch fire, 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 catch fire. Every item in my possession belonging to them through which they are manipulating my life. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Under this fire in this house, you will not escape. Under this anointing in this room, you will not escape. Wherever you are, in any corner of my house, in my office, anywhere you are, every wicked item, Rabba Korea, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Yakoshala baba bakonda, he boshala bakonda. Rebo baba baba bosta, rakori mamaya, lepoli katalaba. Reba baba bakoshia kala, kedi mama bale bosoto liba, koji malika tele boshanda, eri maleke tele bosonda, raba bale boshande ya, rekele boshia kala baria, ondelele bosokori baba bakunda, raba leke tele bosokoria, masoto le boshia kala ba, malabo shia la bakote ya, yele bosonda. The fire of the Lord consume you. Ye kebo shakanda. Let the fire of the Lord consume you. Kende lebosha. Reba baba baleketea. Ori boko shakata. Rekete moshika labadeka. Reba baba baleketea. Rebole moshanda lebosonda. Halaboshanda. Ena mosekea. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We are going to go beyond this level. Take just two more prayer points and we are done. David, when he came, you know, the battle at Ziklag, and then he saw that his whole family were gone, and, you know, the families of his colleagues. The Bible says he cried and cried and cried. At the point, he woke up and encouraged himself and asked the Lord, what do I do? Should I pursue? Will I overtake? God said, pursue, for you will surely overtake. And by all means, you will recover all. Tonight is a night of recovery. Some of these wicked spirits have stolen so much from you. Some of you should have been very far away in terms of things you have accomplished for the kingdom. But you are still running around in one circle. They have stolen so much from you. Some of these wicked satanic priests, they are just there manning gates that they are not supposed to man. Today, you will even leave that place where you are. You are going to pray in anger. Pray like a lion that is wounded. The Bible says you will pursue and you will overtake. And by all means, you will recover all. Pray with me, my Father, my Father. I pursue my pursuers. I overtake them. I recover all. Everything that has been stolen from my life, from my family, by the marine world. I recover. I recover. I recover. I recover. I recover. Begin to recover. Pursue, pursue. Pursue, pursue. Pursue the powers that be. Rabba kaseke telebo sonda. Yeah, baba 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 baba. I pursue my pursuers. I overtake them. I recover all. 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 Hey! Rabo kosa. Hey! Lelebo shandalaba. Matobo shakuria, lila bo shakalaba, rabande ketelebo sonda, ribalebo shandalaba, malebo sokoriba, rababa babaya, endelebo shandelebo sonda, karababa babaya, Henda la la bosha kalaba. Rekori malaya. Henda la la bosha ka. Raba ba 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 ya. Hey bosha. Rakondi malekete ya. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says in Psalm 104 verse 4. God said, I make my angel spirits, but I make my ministers flames of fire. He is the one that does the making. So tonight you cry and say, God, make me a flame of fire. Because if I am a flame of fire, these wicked spirits, they cannot even dare come close. Make me a flame of fire. My Father, my Father. Make me a flame of fire. Make me untouchable. Make me unstoppable. Make me unconquerable. To the powers of darkness. Masho de bo shandalaba. Thank you. In the lelebo shaka.